This morning, I'm going to use some scripture out of the Old Testament. But before I read the scripture, I would just want to say that I recognize we are in some very serious times, and we have some serious problems going on. I appreciate the actions of our church and their willingness to comply with the requests that are being made. I also think that one of the things we want to keep in mind is that not only are we having an unusual crisis with the virus that's going on, but we still have all of the other things which have normally been taking place that are going on. We still have all of the people who get sick, who have to be in the hospitals, who need the care for the elderly and everything. And so I hope that we will keep all of these people in our thoughts and our prayers, our people who are serving our country in the military, for the people in the medical fields, especially who are going above and beyond anyone's expectations, for our law enforcement people, for our government officials, for our people who are keeping everything moving so that our lives can go on as near normal as is possible. I want to say right in the beginning that I do not have the answers. I don't make any pretense of being smart enough to know what the answers are for all of the problems and the issues that we're facing. And quite honestly, I'm not convinced that any one person, other than the person who knows everything, and that is the Lord God Almighty, who knows exactly what's going on, where we're at in this whole situation, knows exactly what we need to be doing, I have a feeling that he's going to let us know more and more all the time. I've never doubted his wisdom. I know that his ways, according to his word, are higher than the heavens above the earth, than our ways and our thoughts. And so I believe him. I trust him. And I think that that's important, that all of our people do that. It's important that we do all that we can, humanly speaking. But there comes a point in time, and most of us know this, that there are situations that we must leave in his hands. By that, I don't mean that we have the responsibility to, well, let the Lord take care of it, because he gives us responsibilities as well. The scripture that I want to use this morning is familiar to you, but I want to kind of approach it in a backward way, I guess. In the fourth chapter of the book of Daniel, the scripture says in the 34th verse, "At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What dost thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are true, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Those are unusual words coming from Nebuchadnezzar. I have no doubt in my mind that he was very sincere as he spoke them, because he had just learned a very difficult, hard lesson. If you go back and you read in some of the previous verses, it says, the king spake and said, speaking now of Nebuchadnezzar, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Here's his attitude, even after that he had dreamed a dream, and God works in very mysterious ways. But God is consistent. He has always been consistent. He always will be consistent. God does not change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has always been very clear as to what he expects out of us as his people. He has always told us what he will do. But most of the promises that he makes unto us are conditional. Many of the promises that God makes unto us are conditional upon us following his instructions and carrying out his word and his work. One of the things that you'll find if you go back over, and especially in the Old Testament, it's still true today, even though it was Old Testament, but when God would deal with his people and he would give them instructions and he would tell them what he was going to do, they would listen for a little while, and then the first thing you know, they would get to the point of where we feel like we can take care of ourselves. And I'm concerned this morning as to whether or not we have not reached that point as a nation. Now, again, please understand, I'm no expert in knowing all these things. I don't make any pretense about it. But I do know one thing, that what we need to be doing is looking a lot more to the Lord than we are today, not only for the crises that this nation is in, but for our everyday lives. We need to be putting the Lord first. I think so often, and I found this in my own life, that whenever I have a situation, too many times, I want to take care of it myself. I want to do it my way. I want to think I can handle this situation. And when I finally realize I can't get it done or that it's not going to work, then I say, Lord, now I need your help. Instead of going to him first, because he's always there, he's always willing to help, and he's always wanting what is best for us as his people. Too often, we think we know what is best, or we get to the point to where we feel like we can do these things and we don't need his help. The truth of the matter is there's never a day in our lives when we don't need the Lord in our lives. Every single day, we need him. We need him to walk with us. We need him to talk with us. We need him to guide us and direct us. And so often, we fail to keep that in mind. Daniel, or Nebuchadnezzar is a perfect example here. You know, he felt pretty secure. He felt like that he was able to do everything. He had done all of this by himself. And as he spoke, he said, look what I have been able to do. Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power? I'm sure that we're going to have people who are going to want to take credit for everything good that comes out of our current situation. There are going to be people who are going to say, well, you know, I was able to do this, I did this and that, and they're going to take that. No one wants to take the blame. No one wants to say, you know what, I'm partly responsible. I suspect the truth of the matter is there's going to be enough for all of us to share equally in both the blame and anything good that comes out of it. And so not only at this time, but in all of our lives, I think it's important that we realize that All good and perfect gifts cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. And the good things that we experience in life are because of His goodness, because of His graciousness, and because of His love for us. But He's also a God who demands very much out of us as His children. Jesus, as He was walking here, and when He spoke unto people who were so excited about listening to Him and wanting to know what they were wanting, what they could do, He said, you know, you forsake everything and everyone and come follow Me. And they didn't want to do that. They weren't willing to do that. And so they went away. And Jesus, after that many of them had gone away, He turned to His disciples and said to them, will you also go away? Are you also going to go? So sometimes we have to understand that when God gives us instruction and when God makes demands of us, that He expects us to carry out what He said in His Word. Whenever He does, and He always promises, if you do what I tell you, I'll bless you. If you don't do what I'm telling you, this is what you can expect to happen. And over again in the Word of the Lord. When you go back over to the children of Israel, when they were down in Egypt, and after they'd been there for hundreds of years, they finally got to the point to where they could realize, you know what, we are in serious trouble, and the only way we're going to get out of this is if we turn back unto the Lord. And so God says in His Word that He heard their cries. He saw their afflictions. And He spoke unto Moses and said, the cry of those people has come up before Me. They're down to business now. I suspect that we're going to see some of our people start getting down to business now that have just gone along and think, well, we've done pretty well. We've done this on our own. We're able to take care of ourselves. We don't need anyone else. We don't need God in our lives. We're doing a good job of taking care of everything. The truth of the matter is we do need Him. We do, and we may get along all right for a while, as the children of Israel did. But when finally things got desperate enough for them, they turned back and began to cry unto the Lord for deliverance. And God answered, and He said, you know, I'm going to deliver them out of the hand, out of the bondage of Egypt. I'm going to take them into a land flowing with milk and honey. I'm going to give them the good things of life. God has the best to give to us if we will pay attention to Him. I believe with everything there is about me that we're going to have to pay more attention to Him today than what we have been. That we're going to need to start calling more upon the Lord. I was somewhat, of course, I'm very biased in my opinion, but I was somewhat concerned whenever I began to see all of the places that everyone is saying, well, you need to shut these down, that almost at the top of the list was shut the churches down. And you know what? Quite honestly, and I understand that, but I don't know that they should have been ahead of the bars. Now, I'm sure the barkeepers would not agree with me on that, but I really think probably more of our churches need to be thinking about, we need to be doing more services, maybe not in our traditional way of doing them, but we need to be getting more back to the Lord as His people. I fear that maybe we've all gotten pretty comfortable in our worship and in our way of serving Him, and everything's been going along fine. All of a sudden, we're going to wake up and realize we need Him a lot more than we ever have before. Anyway, the children of Israel, when God sent them Moses down there to lead them out, they were all excited about that. They were ready to go, but they hadn't gone 2.5 months until they begin to complain and murmur and gripe about the situation they were in, and they would have been ready to go back and go into Egypt and be down there in bondage again than what they were going through then. We are a very spoiled people, so to speak, today. We just, you know, we want everything right now, and we want it our way. And our ways many times are not God's ways. Anyway, God so made a promise unto the forefathers that He would keep His Word, and He always has. And He kept His Word. He led those people. And many, many times they were very similar to Nebuchadnezzar when they said, well, look what we have been able to do. And God would show them from time to time. He said, you know what? One of the good examples in the Word of the Lord is when he had the servant Gideon, and he said, now you can't go and fight this battle with the number of people you've got, because if I let you go with that many people, you're going to say, look what we've been able to do. So I'm going to weed them out, get them down to where that you know you've got to depend upon the Lord. When David went out and fought against the Philistine giant, he said, I don't come to you with a sword and with a shield and everything. I come to you in the name of the Lord. And so sometimes we just have got to understand when we need the Lord and why we need the Lord. And Nebuchadnezzar then, that scripture which I read in the beginning, when he had identified the God of heaven and acknowledged to his people and made his decree that he truly was God, he did that because he had learned a very tough lesson. God had allowed him then to be taken out, what was it, for 7 years? He was out and he lived as a wild person, as an animal almost. And so it took very drastic measures for him to be able to come back and to lift up his eyes to heaven and declare that the Lord was the Most High, that it no longer was him. And I think sometimes that we as individuals need to be able to understand we are dependent upon the Lord. We do need His help. We desperately need His help now. And I hope that God's people will take advantage of the wonderful opportunity that we have as His children to talk to Him, not only about our own lives and to live the way that He wants us to, but to be concerned about others. And there are so many people who are in desperate situations this morning, that we have a greater and graver responsibility as God's children to be talking to Him about each one of them, and not just to be thinking of ourselves, but so many other people, so many who are doing so much. And it makes me many times feel like that maybe I'm not doing nearly as much as I should be, not only in the respect for other people, but for Him. And so I hope that this will be not only an eye-opener for each one of us as a child of God, but that it will be something that we as a people and as a nation can say, you know what, if we're ever going to need God, we need Him now. And not just as for this one event, but for all of the rest of our lives, that we must depend more upon Him. The fact that God makes these promises and that He keeps His word. He also keeps His word when He says, if you do what I tell you, I will bless you. If you don't, you can expect consequences. Now, having said that, I went over and I want to just read a couple of verses this morning to you. I went over because this came to my mind as I was thinking about this. And this is when the disciples had come to Jesus and had said, Lord, tell us, when is the end going to be? And what is the signs that we can expect before the end? Just tell us plainly, you know. That's what we would like to hear today. We'd like to just, okay, just tell us very plainly. And you know, even after that Jesus explained it to them and told them, they didn't understand it no more than we do today. And so when I read this, I readily admit that as I think about the events that are going on, I think, okay, now is this a fulfillment of some of the prophecy that has been said and it's going to come to pass? Or am I just trying to make that an interpretation of it? But listen, Jesus, as He was speaking, said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in My name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass before, but the end is not yet. So you know, when we've heard of all these things. Now here's the part though. So, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. See, that's just, he says, that's just going to be the beginning of, so I don't, so then I'm thinking, okay, are we seeing the beginning here? I don't know. I'm not that intelligent. I'm not that smart to have a, going to leave that to the Bible scholars, you know, these guys who've studied, who've got all the answers. They've got them all. Unfortunately, sometimes their answers aren't any better than mine, and they don't know any more about it than you and I do. But I do know this one thing. There is a God in heaven who at this very moment knows exactly what's going on down here and knows every little single thing, even to the very thoughts and the intents of each one of our hearts. And I'm thankful that I have a God that's that big and that He's able to take care of every situation that comes up. And He knows that exactly what we as a people need. He knows what we need to do. And I'm convinced He'll let us know what we need to do. So my prayer is that we will remember that He is God, beside Him there is no other, and that we have Him and we are blessed to have Him to be our comforter, our guide, our leader, and that we'll follow Him in every what it is. Mm-hmm.